How about if you want to make a hen start laying, what do you put under her nest to fool her?
A nest egg.
Nest egg.
Usually made of china.
Uh-huh.
And this would encourage her to lay.
So
or often you left one of the regular eggs in, but you knew it, so you could pick it up before it would go stale.
Right. So if you put an egg that was made of china, what would that be called?
We called it a nest egg.
And that just, you didn't say china egg?
No, usually it was a nest egg.
Okay. What kind of thing did you use to carry water in?
A bucket.
Okay. What would it be made out of? Or what?
A bucket or a tub.
Okay.
Tub was usually a two-handled type bucket.
Okay. What would the bucket be made out of? Wood or metal?
If it was wood, we called it a pail.
Okay.
More so than the bucket. And but our buckets were usually galvanized iron.
Uh-huh.
And also... A bucket was called a tub. A small tub was made of wood.
Okay. What kind of container do you use to carry food, like to the pigs? Does that have a special name? Or you throw waste food from the kitchen into it? This must be on a farm, so maybe.
A garbage pail.
Okay, garbage pail. How about
a swill bucket?
Yeah. Okay, what do you fry eggs in? What do you call that?
Frying pan.
And what's it made out of?
Cast iron or sheet steel or aluminum.
Okay, in the old fireplace, did you used to have one maybe with legs on it?
That was a Dutch oven.
Dutch oven? Uh-huh.
Cast iron.
Okay. How about something that's big and black, and usually maybe you had it out in the backyard, and you'd use it for heating up water to boil?
Wash pot. Outdoor wash pot.
Okay.
Made of cast iron.
Uh-huh. What do you put flowers into?
A vase.
Okay. A
vase, if it's very expensive, they call it a vase, but it's vase.
Okay. What are the utensils you use to eat, like at the dinner table?
Knife, fork, spoon.
Okay. And if you have more than one knife?
Knives.
Okay. Okay, now just quickly, after dinner, what do you do with the dishes? You put them into the sink and you...
Wash them.
Okay. After you wash the dishes...
You dry them.
Okay. Before that, after you put them in soap, what do you do with them in clear water?
Wrench.
Okay.
Wrench the soapy water off.
Okay. What kind of cloth or rag do you use in washing dishes? What do you call it?
The dish rag.
Dish rag.
And the dish towel.
Dish towel.
A dish towel is... different from a Turkish type towel. It's small, it's finer woven.
Is one used for washing and one used for drying? Are they different names?
Dish rag and the dish towel.
Right.
The dish rag is used for washing, the dish towel is used for drying.
How about that small square of terry cloth you used to bathe your face in?
Face rag.
Face rag, Okay. After bathing, what do you use to dry your body with?
Towel.
Okay. In the kitchen sink, what do you turn on at the water pipe in order to get some water out?
Faucet, or also known as a spigot. We use the word faucet.
Okay. And if you say, it was so cold last night that our water pipes...
Froze.
Okay.
Yeah, it's going to freeze tonight if we don't let it drip.
Okay, right. Or what part of... Or if it actually not only froze, but if it popped open, what would you say happened?
The pipe busted.
Okay.
It's going to bust the pipe.
Okay. If you want to pour water from into a very narrow mouth bottle, what might you use?
A funnel.
Funnel? Yeah. Okay. If you bought fruit at a store, what thing would the grocer put the fruits into for you to carry it home?
A paper bag. Or in some countries they call it a poke.
Okay.
I was in Virginia and I bought a bunch of candy for my wife's people to take to the house, and the clerk